Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled, Don't Limit God, was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Somebody says, do you believe you have to have the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues and operate in miracles and walk in victory to go to heaven? No. Amen. Matter of fact, you can get there quicker if you don't believe in all these things, because you aren't going to be able to walk in health and you're going to die along the way, and you can still go to heaven. But why? Why would you want to do it that way? God is to you the way that you believe He is. And if you believe that it's hard for you to live a victorious life, then you know what? God will just meet you there, and He'll get you saved and give you an assurance of salvation, and you can struggle through. And when you die, you go to heaven and find out all that you could have been experiencing. But you can believe God for big things. You can take the limits off of God. You can limit God by your thinking, is what this verse is saying. And brothers and sisters, I believe that this is what the vast majority of us are doing. Most of us are shooting at nothing and hitting it every time. We are so afraid. You know, I had a guy come up for prayer one time, and he says, oh, I got this terrible pain in my neck. He says, would you please pray for me? And he says, I've also got pain down my back. My shoulders hurt. He says, I've got a sciatic nerve that goes down my leg and into my foot. And he just named off five or six things, and I was just listening to him. He says, but you know what? It's the neck that's really bad. If you could just pray over the neck, I could live with the rest of it. And I looked at this guy and I said, well, I understand what you're saying. If we were to ask God to take care of all of those things at one time, the lights in heaven might dim. I'm not sure that God has enough power to pull off four or five healings all at one time. And this guy, he just looked at me and he says, that was really dumb, wasn't it? I said, that was real dumb. I said, you know what? God can heal all of those things all at one time. But this is the way. I had two or three people out there tonight say that they had a bunch of things wrong, but this is the one thing that I really need. Like, we have to prioritize God. Just, you can't ask Him for multiple things all at one time. He can't multitask. It just, got to make it easy for God. You know what? You're limiting God with that kind of thinking. You need to recognize that, man, God is awesome. Most of us are living so far below our privileges. You know, if you were to take the average Christian, and again, I compliment you. I know that many of you come from other countries. You come from other states. I'm not ragging on anybody. I'm glad you're here. But if you took the average Christian in this room and put you side by side with your unsaved neighbor or a person who's not born again who works with you, you know what? Many cases you wouldn't be able to tell who the Christian is. There are many of you that get sick every time the cold season comes around, every time the flu season comes around, just like the people that don't know God. There are many of you, and again, I'm not saying this to rag on anybody, but there are some of you that have been depressed and discouraged over the economy because you've been plugged into the world and listening to what the world has to say instead of standing on the Word of God, instead of rejoicing. The Bible says when you see all of these things begin to come to pass, shout, rejoice, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. If you are plugged into the Word of God and not plugged into the fear of this world, you would be rejoicing and praising God because, man, this thing is winding down to a close. This is our best hour. You could be rejoicing. And yet I can guarantee you there's some people sitting right in this room that you have fallen apart like a $2 suitcase, just like all of your unsaved neighbors and friends at work. I'm not saying that to hurt anybody. I'm saying it to enlighten our eyes. There ought to be a difference between us and a person who doesn't know God. We're alive and they're dead. You ought to be able to tell the difference between alive and a dead person. You ought to stand out like a healed thumb. This friend of mine, Dave Duell, says he was at a church holding a meeting and a guy died and they called 911 and they came in and carried out half the auditorium before they found the dead person. There ought to be a difference. You know, if the things we were singing here tonight are true, that man, he conquered death. Well, then you ought to be, there ought to be a difference in you if you face death. You can see a person raised from the dead, and if they don't raise from the dead, well, then you know where they've gone, and you don't have to weep as other people who have no hope. There ought to be a difference between born again people and people who aren't born again. I'm saying all of these things, brothers and sisters, that, you know, we've embraced mediocrity. We've embraced living below the standard. Most of us look around and, oh yeah, we know that Jesus said that you can heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. The works that I do shall you do also, and greater works than these shall you do, because I go unto my Father, John 14:12. We know those scriptures, but that's not for most of us. Most of us aren't living there. Most of us aren't even moving that direction. I'm not saying this to condemn anybody, but I'm saying until you get stirred up and desire something different, you aren't going to get anything different. This isn't going to happen by fate. It's not going to happen sovereignly, where God just makes you become something. God gave you a free will, and God respects your free will. God is not going to force you to do anything. You have to stir yourself up or you'll sink to the bottom. Amen? Amen. Look over in Deuteronomy chapter 7 at this verse. It's the same context. This is Moses speaking right before his death. He's getting ready to go up onto Mount Nebo, and he's giving last minute instructions to the Israelites, and he's doing exactly what David did here in Psalms chapter 78. He's rebuking the people and saying, how many times have you turned against God and kept God's will from coming to pass? The Lord never willed for the children of Israel to spend 40 years in the wilderness. He willed for them to come out. He had a period of time at Mount Sinai where he gave them the covenants and established the kingdom. But within 1 year, they should have entered into the promised land. But the people sent out spies in the 13th chapter of the book of Numbers, and they became overwhelmed with fear looking at the size of the giants. And because of that, they limited God. They disbelieved God, and they stopped what God wanted them to do. And so Moses is remembering all of this, and the Lord is speaking through Moses, and he's giving them instructions about this next time they go in and try and conquer the land. And he's telling them all of these promises about how that the Lord will drive out all of the people in the land because of this. Let's see, it's verse 17. Well, let me back up and read verse 16. It says, and thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God will deliver thee. Thine eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. If thou shalt say in thine heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? You know, for a long time I read that as being, if you say in your heart, these nations are more than I, how can I dispossess them? You were the one saying all of that. But if you interpret it that way, well, then there's no answer to this. Did you get what I'm saying? Some of you did. Here's what's happening. It says, if you will say in your heart, these nations are more than I, then God is saying, how can I dispossess them? If you doubt, if you say, God, this task is too big, God, I can't do this, well, then God can't do it through you. It's according to the power that works in you. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. Most people will just stop right there and say, he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think, period. Matter of fact, I've gone into hundreds of churches and I said, how many of you believe that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think? And I remember one time the pastor on the front row stood up and goes, yes, brother, amen. And I said, that's not true. And he just looked at me and I said, I turn over here and read it. It says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think according to the power that works in us. The word according to means to the proportion of or to the degree of the power that works in us. If you don't have any power, any faith stirred up on the inside of you, if you aren't believing God for anything, then God cannot do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or think. God has to flow through somebody. God always uses a person. And see, again, this goes against this whole teaching of the sovereignty of God, that God just sovereignly moves. There is no such thing as God moving independent of people. God moves through people. God always has to have a man or a woman. There has to be some person that God speaks through. Thank you for the hallelujah and the amen. Rest of you are thinking this over, but I'm telling you, that's what the Bible says. God raised up Moses. You know why? Because there had to be a person in a physical body that God was flowing through. I could unplug right here and teach for a week on the authority of the believer. God gave authority over this earth to physical human beings. And when God did that, that limited what God could do because God Himself is a spirit. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit. And God gave control over this physical earth to people with physical bodies. That is the reason why Jesus had to become a man. You know, I used to ask this question all of the time. God, why did you have to send Jesus? You're God. You could have done anything. Why did you have to send your son and have him crucified and go through all of this? And of course, that's a big question with a big answer, but the short version of it is because God was a spirit and He gave control over this earth to physical human beings. God had to become a man because all of us men were corrupted. We couldn't redeem ourselves. And so God had to become a man to come down here and deal with the devil. He had to become a physical human being.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on taking the limits off of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1060C or DVD series R3204D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. You can also get Andrew's teaching as seen on TV by requesting DVD album R1060D. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK147 titled It's Up to You when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Let me remind you that we have brand new product out entitled Don't Limit God. And this is an update of a teaching I did 7 years ago that was entitled Taking the Limits Off of God. And this is an updated testimony about what God has done in my life and a real challenge to you to just start believing God for something bigger and better. We serve a supernatural, almighty God who has made His power and His ability available to us, and therefore we ought to be having a supernatural life. If your life isn't supernatural, it's superficial. Amen. I mean that to encourage you, not discourage you. So please listen to our announcer and call or write and get this brand new product.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.